What can you tell us about the earthquake that happened yesterday, or I guess early this morning in Deep River?
Well, it is in an area that has a long history of earthquake activity going back to colonial times. There will be swarm activity with many small earthquakes occurring over weeks and months, occasionally, sporadically, and occasionally there will be a larger event that shakes things up quite dramatically.
Now, this was a 2.7. Yeah. When we're talking bigger earthquakes, so what have you seen in Connecticut? What would be big for Connecticut, I guess?
Probably a 3 or 3.5 would be the biggest over the last several hundred years.
And what would that do? What would how would people near the epicenter, how would they feel it?
Well, most of the small earthquakes felt near that part of Connecticut are experienced more by sound rather than shaking, the smaller ones. The larger ones probably would notice rattling of doors and things would be rattling on shelves.
Now, as you said, you know, these type of smaller earthquakes do occur quite frequently in Connecticut. What kind of triggers these?
Our working hypothesis is that it's related to weak parts of the upper part of the Earth's crust, that have faults or cracks in them that may have been originated tens and hundreds of millions of years ago, but are then reactivated by forces or stresses applied to the edges of very large plates, about a half dozen plates over the surface of the Earth, that are moving relative to one another. Boundaries of these are places that we're familiar with as the San Andreas Fault on the west coast and the Mid-Atlantic Ridge in the middle of the Atlantic. And when forces are applied to the edges, part of the middle of those regions sometimes will shake and break due to the forces applied along the edges, particularly areas that are weaker due to previous cracks and previous plate boundaries that may have been active tens and hundreds of millions of years ago.
Are there places in Connecticut that are more prone to earthquakes?
Yes, there are. I mean, the well-known small village of Mudus, Connecticut, has a long history of earthquakes and earthquake noises going back to colonial times, and generally the region around the Connecticut River Valley, which is close to an ancient faulted rift system that was triggered back when our continent last blew apart from Africa.
Now, we hear a lot when we talk about California earthquakes that they're just waiting for the big one. The situation in Connecticut is not that we're waiting for a big one. Is that right?
That's right. We're pretty sure about that. But you do have to be careful about the region, even for smaller earthquakes. Small earthquakes can it's location. If it's beneath a populated area with weak structures, even a small earthquake, magnitudes 4s and 5s can have bad consequences, and we have examples of that over the years in other parts of the world, where even a small earthquake, if it occurs in the wrong place at the wrong time, can have serious consequences.
With a 2.7 magnitude earthquake, are there aftershocks?
Yes, there are aftershocks virtually in any size earthquake, usually too small to be detected except by seismographs. But yes, it's almost all earthquakes have smaller events occurring after them.
Is there anything else we need to talk about, or you'd like to talk about?
Well, just to be aware of it's a natural phenomenon. It in general, the hazards are probably less in our region and New England than weather hazards, but it is a specific hazard to be aware of and prepare structures accordingly to our best estimates of how to forecast them. And also just to support research in that area. And one of the things we really need to know is the structure of the Earth. We really don't know where faults are located, or even if the specific events are associated with known faults at the surface. So one of our active research areas, particularly in places like New England and in the center of U.S. where earthquakes aren't common, is just to know where faults are and to know what the structure is beneath us.
Great. Vernon Cormier, thank you so much.
Thank you.